The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog here at Planter's Place for those of you who like to read, so check that out if you want. But for now, we will be talking about hand-pollinating squash, zucchini, and cucumber flowers, anything in the cucurbit family. It may seem like a lot of work, hand-pollinating all those flowers, but it might be the only chance you get to produce a squash or cucumber crop. In a previous Just Veggies blog post and also a previous podcast, I explained the reasons why baby cucurbits, things like summer squash and zucchini and cucumbers, may turn yellow or brown and then rot off the stem. In a nutshell, it's due to incomplete or total lack of pollination. No pollen to fertilize the female flower, then no chance for the baby fruit to mature. Why does this happen? Well, there could be a few reasons. For example, maybe there are no honeybees in the area doing the pollinating for you. It could be the weather, in which honeybees don't like to fly. It could be that your squash plants are so lush and the foliage so thick that the bees can't find their ways to the flowers. It happens. My first few pinky-sized cucurbits tend to rot and fall off. I attribute it to the seasonal, cool, and cloudy weather, but it eventually sorts itself out, and I usually get a whole bunch of squash and zucchini and cucumbers during the season. If, however, my lack of pollination continued, I would find the need for hand-pollinating the female cucurbit flowers, that is, to transfer pollen from a male flower to the stigma in a female flower. Well, what's the difference between the male flower and the female flower? What do they look like? I have a simple two-part assessment for you. Part one, look at the flower and the small stalk that connects it to the rest of the plant. If it is a simple and straight and somewhat long stalk, it's a male flower. If it looks like a teeny tiny squash or cucumber underneath the flower and connecting it to the rest of the plant, then it's a female flower. Part two, look inside the flower for confirmation. Peel open the petals and touch that flower part in the center. If your finger comes away full of pollen, then it's a male flower. If you touch that center part, the stigma, and your finger is not coated with pollen, but it may be a little sticky, then it's a female flower. Now we have to pair the two. Again, squash plants and a whole lot of other vegetables need pollen to be in contact with the female flower's stigma in order to produce fruit. If honeybees aren't around to do it, you yourself are an acceptable substitute. What you do is you snip the pollen-filled anther from the male squash flower and then gently touch it to the top of the female flower's stigma a couple of times. This method works well for squash and zucchini. Cucumbers, though, are way, way smaller. Snipping the male's anther off is darn near impossible because it's so short. You can give it a try, but how about using a different technique? Use a Q-tip or a paintbrush and swipe it across the male's anther to pick up that pollen, pretending you are a honeybee. And then swipe it across the female's stigma to complete the transfer. Whichever method you use, you'll notice the base of the female flower start to swell within a couple of days. And look at that. You have just given birth to a squash. Good luck. Give it a try. And I will see you back here at Planter's Place and Just Veggies. Have a good one.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.